welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: ECZ calls for professionalism among polling staff ahead of Chawa Mabai election. TZ urges greater transparency from mining companies on pollution. US halts assistance to Somalia over claims food aid was illegally seized.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mokwima Timothy Jilalam. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has emphasized the importance of professionalism among polling staff and agents as the Chama parliamentary by-election approaches. Speaking at the official opening of the poll staff training, ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zalomis has urged agents to strictly adhere to the Electoral Code of Conduct and resist any attempts at bribery. She highlighted the need for impartiality, stressing that all polling staff and agents must remain non-partisan throughout the electoral process. Ms. Zalomis set expectations for a high level of competence from polling staff, warning that failure to follow established guidelines could jeopardize the integrity of the election. She has expressed concern over the spread of misinformation on social media, where some individuals have wrongly claimed that the ECZ has added polling stations.
In the vital performance of the effective election, let us talk about the carefully designed to quickly, with the necessary knowledge, structural skills, and understanding of the electoral laws and procedures required to deliver a clean and fair and transparent election. Not necessarily, the Commission expects to clearly understand the roles and the possibilities.
Patriotic Front presidential hopeful Grefford Monday has accused the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, of targeting opposition parties because it fears losing the 2026 general election. Mr. Monday claims that the UPND has realized it cannot secure victory in the next polls and has therefore resorted to actions aimed at weakening opposition political parties. He has cautioned the UPND against relying on the 2.8 million votes it received in 2021 general election, arguing that the party's actual membership does not reflect that figure. Mr. Monday says the UPND's victory in 2021 was largely due to widespread public support at the time, a situation he says has since changed. He further alleged that many Zambians are now frustrated with the government's performance and that the ruling party is using what he describes as draconian laws to detain opposition leaders, limiting political choices for citizens.
Then why are they persecuting everyone? They know that they're actually running on very slim soil. They are gone. And you can see that their behavior is such that they don't even know when to rise, when to sit, and when what to say what. You can even see. They've even now gone ahead to start attacking even the chiefs. The chiefs that always stood and defended them. The reason is very simple. These people have come to a conclusion that they are gone in August this year. Before we used to say, elections are coming in 2026. August 2026. Now, it's no longer August 2026. It's this August.
Climate Protection Zambia CPZ Executive Director Noah Chongo has expressed concern over what he describes as a lack of transparency by many mining investors regarding pollution emissions. Mr. Chongo says mining companies continue to withhold critical information on the levels and impact of emission, making it difficult for communities, regulators and other stakeholders to fully understand the environmental risks involved. He notes that weak disclosure practices undermine environmental protection efforts and expose surrounding communities to health and livelihood risks, particularly in mining-affected areas. Mr. Chongo has since called on government to strengthen regulatory mechanism and enforce mandatory disclosure of pollution data by mining firms. He further urged regulatory institutions to enhance monitoring and impose stiff penalties on companies that fail to comply with environmental standards, stressing that responsible mining must go hand in hand with transparency and accountability.
Ensure that these investors that are coming with enough resources, which are there, and before any eventuality, any event that may happen along their life cycle processing in their industries. I think we need to ensure that we have these industries that have the heart of the people where they are working. I mentioned about corporate responsibilities and these companies looking beyond ZEMA statutes, ZEMA standards. We need to have a due diligence that can look through these industries.
The Zambia Wake Up Party, ZAWAPA, has condemned the government delays in paying farmers, describing the move as a threat to the country's food security. ZAWAPA President Howard Kunda was reacting to a statement by Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Moeto, in which government cited high electricity import costs as a reason for postponing of payments. Mr. Kunda says the explanation is unacceptable, warning that Zambia cannot become a regional food basket while undermining the very farmers who produce the nation's food. He has emphasized that farmers are not expandable budget items, and that challenges in the energy sector should never come at the expense of those who feed the nation. Mr. Kunda has called on the government to honor the 10th January payment deadline in full, cautioning that failure to pay farmers risks shrinking production, increasing imports, and draining foreign exchange reserves.
Zambia Wake Up Party rejects the dangerous narrative that the government can promise with confidence and later govern with excuses. Electricity import costs are not a natural disaster. They are a non-planning challenge. The future or the failure to prepare for them cannot be offloaded into farmers or onto farmers who have already delivered food or maize to the nation.
And now, business news. Business news.
An economic scholar has warned that the continued geopolitical rivalries among powerful nations are increasingly threatening the welfare of developing countries. Dr. Kelvin Kamayo says ongoing disputes between major world powers are diverting global attention and resources away from the urgent needs of poorer nations with serious economic consequences. He cited the recent tensions involving the United States and Venezuela as an example of how global power struggles can destabilize international markets and worsen conditions for developing economies. Dr. Kamayo explained that such geopolitical confrontations often lead to volatility in global trade, energy prices, and investment flows, areas on which countries like Zambia heavily depend.
Billionaires are more predictable and they are consistent because there will always be a billionaire at each time in the world, and therefore we are creating this institution, which will be, it will be called World Peace and Humanitarian Aid Consortium. Yes, so that's what we are. So to face the implementation, we'll start with Africa, then we'll go to Asia. Billionaires will come in. Elon Musk, if they want, they can come. We are aware he's the one who instigated the closure of USA, but there's no harm for him to put in money. For instance, in Palestine, Gaza, children are suffering. They have no access to clean water.
We take a break.
When you have advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796.